Julie and Jeff, thank you so much. You guys are always great. I love that prayer chant too. That was really, really good. Thank you. Thank you all. You bless us. So good morning again. So my talk today is entitled Different Views, because I think I need to see things differently. I don't know about you, but. So we all have varied views. No one person sees the same things the same as someone else. I think we know that, yes? And our individual views are unique and they're different and they're special to us. I don't know about you, but I used to think that my thinking, my way of thinking was so different than somebody else's that it was wrong. And yet I'm learning that no, it's special to each and every one of us, and we need to honor that specialness. And this is why we take classes and why we want to learn and grow and understand the viewpoint of God's perception and perspective of life around us. So I'm going to ask you this morning, are you ready to expand your viewpoint?
Yes.
Couple of you. Are you ready to expand your viewpoint?
Yes.
Yes. Are you open to greater possibilities unique only to you?
Yes.
Good. So let's begin. Let's begin by imagining what the view would be like for you to be surrounded by unconditional love that God has for you. To everybody, take a breath and imagine that. What would it feel like to be surrounded by unconditional love, special just for you? Love that God has for you only, just as you are. So I invite us to just stop for a moment and think, if I was totally accepted in this moment for all that I am, how would that feel to me? Breathe into that place. You can never really do anything wrong, because this power just loves you. In The Secret Door to Success by Florence Shovel Shinn, she says, magnify the Lord. That means magnify God power in you, for you. And she continues, give God your individualized attention and keep saying silently in the face of any obstacles, including a deck not being made, God's ways are ingenious. Hear that. God's ways are ingenious. Not my way. God's way. God's methods are sure. I don't know about you, but I want to work with, tell God how it's supposed to happen. Anybody?
Yeah.
Just me. Okay.
No.
God's methods are sure. So let us begin by seeing ourselves covered in God's love. Yes? Within each one of us is the possibility of awakening the self, the master of self. Yeah? We got that? Good. Oh, no. Master of self. Well, final victory is the master of self. Thank you, Tony. The highest spiritual aspect of who you are is the master self within you. So let's imagine, what would that look like for you? If you just said, there's a master self within me. What would that feel like? Be full of the master self. How would you live? Would you live assured everything was going to work out? Because you see, as a master of self, Florence Shovel Shinn says, you are a master workman and your tools are your words. I love that when I read that this week. Your tools are your words, so be sure you're building constructively according to divine plan. A master self. Our words are our tools. They build for us that we desire to have take place. And Judge Troward says, each of us is a distributor of God power. We do not create this force. We distribute that power of God, and we distribute the power of God through our words, through what we say, through what we think, through what we believe. So if we don't like what's going on, then we must be the ones to change our belief, yes?
Yes.
So growing into self-mastery means that I must commit to doing my best, to being aware of what I'm thinking, what I'm believing, what I'm saying to the world or to myself. And we're all learning and growing. And when I first became a student of truth, I used to get very upset. And I'd say, can't you see I'm on a spiritual path? Get out of my way. You know, these people would come and they would bug me or they'd do this stuff. And I'm going to God. Leave me alone. Thank you. I got over that one. So we get to move on, you know, it's like, I don't know about you, but when we first start on this path, people, it just seemed to bug you, you know, they'd show up with these crazy ideas and things, and it's just like, I just want to go to God, don't bug me, okay? Bless my heart, I got over that. Self-mastery means we learn to forgive ourselves, and we release judgments of not only ourselves, but other people. And we don't compare ourselves to others. Unique, special, divine, I am. Unique, special, divine, I am. Let's say that together. Unique, special, divine, I am. Breathe it in. This is your tool for you to use. Self-mastery asks us to love ourselves. Oh, yes. And it also asks us to allow others to be loved in return. And it's very important that we allow love to come to us. I don't know about you, but in those early days, I was fine with loving the people around me, finally, as I got over the other pathway. But receiving love wasn't easy for me. And so when Rick came into my life and we started a relationship, it scared me. And he would start making plans in the future. And he would say, I want to make plans. And I'd say, well, if we're still together. Because you see, here was this man who you all know, who's very loving and very desiring to enjoy the heck out of life, and here he was making these plans, and I wasn't there. And so about the third time I said that, he looked at me and he said, you know, when you say that, it doesn't feel very good. And he said, I don't plan to go anywhere. He said, I want to be in this relationship with you. And he said, it doesn't feel good to me. Could you please stop saying that? So I decided I better stop saying that. And then I realized, you know what? If he doesn't ever want to be with me, he will tell me. I'm not going to tell him he doesn't want to be with me. You see? So I tell him all the time, you are so lucky to have me in your life. He agrees. It works. So I decided then and there to open fully to love. Now, I would like to say that that was really easy to do and it was so comfortable for me, but it wasn't. We're not used to that. We're not used to being open and vulnerable and to be loved and to love back unconditionally with no predisposed condition or, you know, you have to be a certain way. It hasn't been easy. However, I've got to tell you that after 14 years, the rewards are huge, and I'm grateful. Becoming a self-master means it is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It is a process of growing. It takes daily commitment. It takes an intention to correct our thinking with studying and gentle loving kindness. Practice, practice, practice. No pressure. Just accept where you are, just as you are. It means we are asked to allow life to show up exactly as it is. I don't know about you, but that hasn't been always that easy for me. And exactly as it is not. As Troward said, we are distributors of God power. We do not create this force. We distribute. We open and receive the power back. The force is with each and every one of us, and it is God. Is that on there? We're being asked to trust, to imagine we are full of this power, full of this love. The force of God's love electrifies us if we allow it to do so. Imagine that you're lit up, that you're turned on with that power and that presence of God that is uniquely desiring to be expressed in you. Yes? Anytime, anywhere, the force of God is waiting for us to plug into it and plug into its guidance and its acceptance, a life energy that is sure to lift you up. Are you willing to have that take place? Because what it does for you is it will restore you and renew you, that true essence of who you are. And I heard about, I was listening to a filmmaker being interviewed, and he said when he begins with a movie, he begins with the end, the final scene. He gets all the actors together, and they complete the final scene. That shot is shot first. And everyone is aware of that final victory, that final outcome. And then they all go back to shoot the twists and the turns, always knowing the victory at the end, how it's going to all turn out, and where they are victorious. So I ask us this question this morning, how different would it be if you took every difficulty, every challenge that is taking place in your life, and you picture the end. Perfect health, perfect harmony in your relationships. The deck is beautiful. Perfect outpicturing of that great job that is desiring to come into your life. Perfect relationship that you are desiring to have come into your life. Better than you could have ever imagined is that victorious outcome, yes? Do you see? So it's like we want to say, surprise me, God. Best ever. Best adventure. Best outcome. And grant me the ability to be at peace even though it looks very chaotic. Yes? Highest good for all, fair and equitable. I have no idea what that looks like, but I know God does. Mastery means we hold the high watch of that final victory as a perfect outcome. And the outcome will happen in its own perfect time. And whatever you're challenged with, see that final scene waiting for you, the perfect outcome, the victory, the perfect health, whatever it is, the best outcome, everything working together for your greater good, not someone else's, but yours. Instead of visualizing the worst, let's each of us picture being victorious and happy about it. See, I believe our job is to hold that vision in faith and in trust as we walk toward it in victory at the best possible outcome. It's yours. It's your word spoken into the essence of God saying yes. When we view the final ending with everything working out perfectly, we can rest assured even in the chaos. Even in the chaos, there is peace. Everything is coming together into our vision of the best outcome. I love the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. No matter how impossible the situation seems, infinite intelligence knows the way out. Infinite intelligence knows the way out. Working with our God power, we become unencumbered. We become free and absolutely sure that it's all perfect, that it's exactly the way it's supposed to be. And maybe this man doing my deck just needs to be blessed. I have no idea. And when I heard my son this week, as his father was beginning to pass, saying, "Mom, it's time. I'm willing to let Dad go," I could feel the love that he was giving his father, where before he was insisting that he do it differently. This is what we mean when we say, "May the force be with you." It means work with this force of God, this power of love that is ever present, always available, right where you are. You're steeped in God's love. Look at everything through that. And just let go. And see the victory. And know that it all works in God's time, not yours. Let's take that into prayer. So we just take this moment and we give thanks. We say, "Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, Mother, the divine, the magnificent, the beloved one. There's only one life, and it is unique. Oh, so unique and special within me. It is life that lives and breathes within my very being. And what is true of me is equally magnificently true for and about each and every one here today. And all of those friends and family members that aren't with us today, we bring them to mind, knowing right where they are, God is. And we don't have to do anything, but we just place that divine presence right where they are as we have placed it within ourselves, that we have recognized it, we have called it forth. We use that energy of truth and love and light that is here for us. Individualize the beloved place where God shows up. This is who we are. And this is what we commit to today, in this moment. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God. And I call a special prayer in for our beloved Bruce Baker, who we will be celebrating today. What a beautiful man. What a loving person in this community. We give thanks for him. And we bless him in his new life, in his new In his newness, we know that Bruce is free in God, in love, and goes in our love. So greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in and through and as each and every one of us individually and together. The mystery and the miracles are yet to be revealed, and we trust in that. We have faith in it. And so I just release this, my word, into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. Returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it. We are full, filled up with the force that is with us. We let it be so. And so it is. Say it together. So it is. Amen.